We're talking with Gordon Novell about the back engineering of alleged alien technology. He hopes to turn this into a commercial product and says he's got a patent on it. Gordon, here's what I'm wondering. You said that you went out, you conducted industrial espionage, basically, and found this stuff. It makes you wonder why you're not in jail. Why haven't they come after you? And only two answers come to mind, and I'll let you pick one or come up with another one. One is that it's not real and they don't care if you've got it. Or two, you're doing what somebody wants you to do.
A little bit of both. That would have to be my take on it. The book I have that was just being released with you, it's called Supreme Cosmic Secret, with subtitle How the U.S. Government Reverse Engineered an Extraterrestrial Spacecraft, and then subtitle Why ETs Don't Make Formal Open Contact. And the book has been the thing at which I organized the whole program. It shows how we did the program. It tells the history of how the government did it. It shows the technology, and it explains it in relationship to the various engineering and physics things. There are really three good theories about why it works. One is Sarfati's, one is Putoff's, and the other one is Froning, Tombi, Rauscher, Harriman, et cetera. And most of these guys all have their retinues of following. But, you know, in the final analysis, what we have is a circuit. We don't know what the physics is. We're guessing. Everybody's guessing, but the guesses are pretty educated from a standpoint of what it can do. When those things light up at night and they turn on that ionization, that brilliant light, it's like a welding torch, except it goes through colors. And it does it in a huge ball of fire. I mean, you're not talking about the arc of a heliarc torch is about maybe 3 to 4 inches in diameter. You can see it for miles. And it's very brilliant. Looks like a star, but the arc of these things is they're big, and they'll blind you, and they perform certain things that all tie into this circuit.
Gordon, you're not a physicist, though. I mean, you're not a physicist. I'm not.
I'm an investigator that would, if I was making this as a case for Mr. Clark and argue, and we may sue Majestic very soon, and I was arguing that this was the technology, I'd present it the way I'm doing it now, because I studied aeronautical engineering at Northrop when I was a kid. And I wanted to be an aeronautical engineer. I really worked on a car I was part of a racing team that set the world land speed record and held it for 44 years.
Yeah, but this is a different ball game, though, Gordon.
Same thing. It's engineering. Bottom line, it's engineering.
Tell me this, then, in a nutshell. How does it work? How do you control gravity? What is the mechanism?
Well, whose theory do you want? Do you want Sarfati's, which is a brilliant theory, or do you want Putoff's, which is a brilliant zero-point theory, or Sarfati's dark energy theory, or what I call the vortex theory?
Well, whichever one you think is most likely based on the diagrams and blueprints you have.
Big beefs with these guys about it, because I've got Elizabeth Ann Rauscher is one of the best physicists in the world, and she's an experimental physicist. And David Froning built the Hercules, Nike Hercules anti-ballistic missile that killed an incoming ICBM going 9,000 miles an hour at 200 miles over Kwajalein Island. It's equivalent to hitting a bullet with a bullet. And they did it 20 years ago. George built was the real Papa Doc on the Trident missile, and it hurls 8 1-megaton warheads out of the water through 30, 40, 50 feet of water and burst out of the surface and goes flying 8,000 miles an hour. So, and it rides 10,000 miles and goes at 8,000, 9,000 miles an hour. So we're not talking about amateur night engineering. We're talking about doing it. And as a result, I feel that what we're seeing is that gravity is a hidden thing. It's hidden real well. Nobody can figure it out. Einstein tried, and he didn't get it. Or we'd have UFOs and free energy all over the place if you could nail gravity. Because our belief is that when you negate gravity, you're going to negate the first and second laws of conservation of energy. Or you're going to negate the law of conservation of energy and the first and second laws of thermodynamics. And when you do that, a little motor will turn a big generator if it's encased in a vacuum, and it's spinning on magnetic bearings, all real possible today, then you're going to be able to get little motors to turn big generators inside of an engaged gravity field. Putoff told me he thought that that was the reality of it, and that if you can create a gravitationally nullified field where there is no gravity, which reads no inertia, you're going to be able to make little motors spin at incredible RPMs, around 50, 60,000. And you're going to be able to take big, slow-turning generators that are turning at 250 RPM. And you're going to be able to put automatic transmissions between them. And you're going to be able to start it up with a battery. And then once you break gravity, which is called state change, and then doesn't take a lot of energy, you're going to be able to sustain it. You're going to be able to make 10-to-1 power gain. So for every 10 horsepower you're getting out of this thing, the motor's turning a big generator. And the generator is making the power. And that's all possible when you negate gravity. So, you know, so I go down the road of where does the power come from as to what the theory is. And my theory is it's hidden in zero time. Gravity is probably a particle. Probably, I guess, it's got a particle. I call it a graviton or electrograviton. So Fadi seems to believe they exist. He can't conceptualize them, but I believe that they're conceptualized by the rig. The rig demands that the gravity theory, whatever it may be, is going to have to do certain things. And the logic is gravity's hiding. Now, where can it hide? It's hiding in either another space, or it's hiding in another time, or it's hiding in no time. Dave Froning has a paper out on gravity vortex theory. He's over in Australia building rockets for the Japs right now at Alice Springs in Australia.
And Pine Gap, right.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is that Dave believes that it hides in no time. The question is, what is hiding in no time? Is it a force? And Rauscher has her theory, it's a force. And Harriman has his theory, it's a force. And Tomby has his theory, it's a force. And I have my theory, it's gravitons. So if they're there, then the electricity is there for the purposes of annihilating them. So the circuit certainly would do that from a standpoint of how it's the electrodynamics of this circuit.